Kum Lenin Ablak Kamoritz Mitzay and Kippur Tovshin Pei Aleph and Good Yom Tov to everybody. We're in Daf Nun Amid Aleph. We're up to Gufa. So basically, what we learned, just quickly remind you, we learned in the Mishnah, somebody was traveling and suddenly became Shabbos, and he recognized a tree somewhere, and he says, I want that to that underneath that tree should be my residence for the Shabbos so I can walk and extend another 2,000 Amos. It says, Loi Amaklum, because it didn't specify exactly where the four Amos, remember that the food you put down, your residence, is only four Amos. He didn't specify where those four Amos are. Therefore, Loi Amaklum, you get nothing. But if he says, I want that my residence should be Be'ikore, at the base of the tree, then we say that he can walk all the way to that, to the base of the tree, if it's within 2,000 Amos, and then he has an extension of another 2,000 Amos from the base of the tree to his house. Okay, that's the Mishnah. So then we had in the Gemara Machlekes between Rav and Shmuel. What does it mean when it says Loi Omar Klum? What does Loi Omar Klum mean? So Rav says that if you said on the, you know, that particular tree without specifying where, you get nowhere. Why? Because where you're standing right now, you're saying, I'm not interested in this being my residence. You lost that. You forfeited that. But by the tree, you didn't say exactly which area you want to be yours, and therefore it's Loi Omar Klum. And Shmuel says it means that you cannot... You can walk to the tree area itself, no question. The only problem is that from the tree to your house, if it's exactly 2,000 amas, let's say on one end, and the other end is 2,020 amas, then you cannot walk to your house, because maybe, since we don't know which part of the tree, will always be machmer, like a chamer gomel. We're going to say that the tree that's further from your house, is that's where your residence is, so you can only walk 2,000 amas from that point, so you end up 20 amas or 30 amas short from your house. But also walking back, if where you're right now is only 1,800 amas, let's say, from the tree, then we'll say that maybe you were kind of shvisa in the tree, on the far side of the tree, so you can walk 2,000, you can only walk from the far side of the tree 2,000 amas, not from the near side, so even going back to your original place, you can't walk to the 2,000 amas mark from the far side, only from the near side. Okay, so now that's what we're up to, and we had, and then we had two opinions. I'm just giving you a quick summary. Between Rabbah, and what exactly is the reason for Rav? Why you get nothing? So Rav said, because you didn't designate a part of which part of the tree you wanted to be your home residence, so therefore you get nothing. And others say, Rav said, because of a rule. Anything that if you would have done, for example, if you would have been kind of four amas on the one side of the tree, and that's your residence before Shabbos, and then you decide you want the other side of the tree as well to be your residence, so you hedge your bet, so you want to walk in the morning one direction, after another direction, the deal is it doesn't work. Why not? Because once you have one residence, you can't have another. So then any rule, anything which you cannot do one in succession after another, then even in tandem, you can't do it either. So therefore, since you didn't specify which part of the tree you want, so it's as if you're all parts of the tree become your residence, and therefore no part of the tree becomes your residence. Because since you couldn't do all parts of the tree one after another, you don't even get it at the same time. Okay, that's basically what we learned. So now we're going to analyze this particular principle that kol she'ein b'zeh chazeh, I feel about Zachazain. We gave them an example that if a person says to two sisters, you're both Mekudish to me, neither of them are Kudish, because since he couldn't marry one sister and then follow by the other, so if it happened at the same time, therefore neither of them is. Says the Gemara, I have a few questions on it. Gufa, we're about eight lines on top of the page. Gufa, let's analyze this. Then, Amar Abba said, Kol Dovah Shein B'Zachazah, anything which cannot follow in succession, then I feel about Zachazain, even happening simultaneously, it doesn't work. Eisvei Abayi L'Rabba, Abayi says, Rabba, I have a few questions. Number one is, the din is when you give ma'isa to a levi, it has to be exactly 10%. You can't be generous and give 15% because the way it works is I have crop. I want to be able to eat from my crop. My crop is called tevel until I give out the truma and the ma'isas and so on. When the truma, you can, you know, it can be flexible. You know how generous or not generous you are. But when it comes to ma'isa, there's no question of flexibility. You've got to have exactly 10%. So if you give 10% to the levi, then the rest of your crop is permitted to be eaten. It's no longer tevel. But if you decide to be very generous, you give 20%. So the problem is, okay, the crop that you have here, you gave 10% of it, you can have. But the 20% you gave to the levy, what you have there is, you have 10% of it is ma'aser, but you don't know which one, which 10% is the ma'aser. So we say in there you have ma'aser and you have tevel, because you didn't give for the other 10% in there. You called it all ma'aser. So basically, the levy cannot have any benefit from what's in that basket there, but whatever you gave him, because half of it is ma'aser, but the other half is not ma'aser, but nor is it food that is edible or that is able to be eaten because he didn't give ma'aser on that food. That's the din. So Abai is going to ask a question now. Abai has a question. If you give too much, if you're generous and your maaser pay reisa misukonin, the crop back at home is all fixed up. The maaser that you gave to Levi is all ruined. He cannot have it. Because whatever's left in the basket, 10%, half of it is maaser, but the other 10%, is still remains tevel. And therefore, nobody can eat from it. You cannot be generous in that part. Now the question is, why are you telling me the maaser is effective? What happens if you gave 10% maaser and then 5 minutes later you give another 10%? The second one doesn't work. So now if you did it all together, you took a basket and there's 20% of your crop there, and you say that this should be maaser, your rule should apply. Kol she'enoi b'zeh achazeh, since you cannot do one after another, afilu b'vas achazeh, then you shouldn't, even the 10% shouldn't become maaser. Nothing should be, there should be no maaser, and therefore you shouldn't even be able to eat the crop back at home. Amai, let us use your principle. If your principle is correct, lema, let us say, kol she'enoi b'zeh achazeh, anything which cannot be in succession, afilu b'vas achazeh, you can't even do in tandem. Says the Gemara, here is different. Shiny mice is different. You know why? The isa lechatzoyim. If you take 20% of your crop and put it in a basket, and you say, "I want to be mice from all of this," then we say that every single kernel of wheat here, half of it is mice and half of it is not. So therefore, it's possible that the entire thing here is mice, but half of it, half of every single one, is mice. So it's possible for the whole thing to happen. The Iyam, but if you say Tigdish Palga the Chitasa Kacha, if you say half of every single kernel of wheat should become Kaidish. Bashengin by the tree, it can't be. You can't say, I want half of 8 Amas, or half of every Amas should be my residence. Your 4 Amas have to be bunched together. And therefore, it's either these 4 Amas or that 4 Amas. And that's a problem. Here, you could put in 20% of your basket in there, but say that only half of it is Maisa. And then, when you say it's Maisa, half of it is Maisa, no problem. Therefore, it's possible for all of it to be functional. That's why you can have it as mice as well. Says Gemara, okay, I'll ask another question. Rabba says, we know, we learned already in Temura. We will learn in Temura. That if you have, you give mice on animals, so you have, you have all the sheep walking out your front gate, and you stand there with a rod, and you mark off every 10th one. And what happens if by mistake you call the 9th one 10 and the 10th one 9? Then we say that they both become, Kaidish, and so on and so forth. If you call the 10th one, we'll see, if you call the 10th one 11, the 11th one 10, then we say that one of them is Maiser and the other one becomes a carbon shlamim. You made a mistake, the other one becomes a carbon shlamim. What is the difference if it's Maiser or shlamim? They both can be, can be eaten and so on and so forth. The difference is as follows. The difference is, first of all, shlamim requires smicha. You place your hands on the head. Shlamim requires tenufa. You have to wave it. In contrast to Maiser, they don't have that. Shlamim, you give the chazeh v'sheik to the coin. You give the breast and the shank to the coin. Maiser behema, you don't give that to the coin. Shlamim, you can redeem. Maiser behema, you cannot redeem. So therefore, we're machmir, and we do the smicha and the tenufa and both animals, but we don't know which is the truma, which is the shlamim, and which is the maiser. Except Rashi says, you don't make a bracha on the smicha and on the trufa, even though normally you would make, because you don't know which one it is. So it says here in the Gemara, it says the Braisa. Omar Rabba says, Rabba said, Yotsu Shnayim Basidi. What happens if two animals came out of the pen at the same time? And the Koran Asidi. And you call them both 10. Now one is 10, one is animal 11, but you label them both 10. Asidi va'achad osem u'rovin zebezeb. We're going to say one becomes 10, and one becomes 11, and we as we said before, we trade. One is like shlamim, and one is like thing, but one of them definitely is maaser. Now the question is, how can one of them definitely be maaser? You just said if you an animal came out number 10, you said you're maaser, and then the next animal comes out, and you say you're maaser also. It doesn't work. And according to you, if they don't work in succession, they shouldn't work in tandem. So if two animals came out at the same time and I called them both number 10, neither of them should become 10, according to your logic. Says the Gemara, no. Shiny Maiser Behemah. Basically different because it's possible sometimes if they both can become Maiser. How is that? The Easter, it's possible that sometimes in succession they can be both Maiser. How can that be? Bitos, he made a mistake. But now we look in the Mishnah. Kora Lichi Asidi. This guy obviously was all mixed up, but he was high. He said on the 9th animal, you're number 10. Ula Asidi Chi, on the 10th animal, he says you're number 9. Ula Achadosan, on the 11th animal, he says Asidi, you're 10. So what happens? 9 you call 10, so therefore that becomes holy. But 10 you call 9, but really it is 10, so that's holy. And then 11 you call 10, so that becomes holy. So two of them are Shlomi, one of them is Maisim. Shloshtam Mikodoshin. all three become holy. So here you see clearly, you called one after another, and yet they all become holy. So that's why if they happen at the same time, they also become holy in that sense. So it's not, so therefore the rule is not a problem. Okay? Talking about further, I have another example. Vari toide, a carbon toide, a thanks offering gift to Hashem. You bring the animal, and you can only eat it day and night, but you also bring a 40 chalas alongside with it. So what happens? You brought 80 chalas. Vari toide, the less of a bit of toise. By toide, there's no such thing as making a mistake. The less of a zechazeh. If I brought 40 chalas with this animal, then I brought another 40 chalas, the second one doesn't become holy, only the first one. We learned, and what happens if toide, by mistake, you brought all 80 chalas at the same time? Okay, you cannot do one after another, 40 followed by 40, but you brought all 80 at the same time. Chizkiah says, Kotchu Allah mem mitar shmeini. 40 of those chalas become holy. And Rabbi Yechon says, Lo kotchu Allah mem mitar shmeini. Rabbi Yechon disagrees. But what does he mean? That what? According to Chizkiah, that 40 of them become chalas. But according to your rule, if it doesn't happen in succession, they don't happen in tandem either, then how come 40 of them become chalas? Says the Gemara, I'll tell you why. Eat Marala, because you misunderstood the whole argument. They're arguing, trying to interpret his words, and as follows. Ha'it Marala, we learned. Amar Abizayr Abizayr said, Hakam, everyone agrees. Hey, Chada Amar, if he said, Liktishu Arboyim Metershmein, if he clearly said, I'm bringing 80 chalas, I only want 40 of these to become chalas, the Kodesh, no question, it becomes Kodesh. If he clearly says, Lo Yikachu Arboyim Elim Kain Kodeshmein, I don't want 40 to be effective unless all 80 are. Everyone agrees it does not become holy. Completely bistam. They're arguing the case of stam. In other words, you just brought a chalas, you didn't spell out anything. The question is, how do we interpret your action? Chizkiah holds, you don't want all 80 chalas, you didn't spell it out. You definitely don't want all 80 chalas to become chalas, but you want like the following. You want 40 to become chalas. The other 40 you brought as a backup plan. In case something goes wrong with the first 40, I have the second 40. That's why it's Kodesh. It's not that you wanted all 80 to be Kodesh, come a chalas. But tonight, as you brought it under condition. Masav, another one holds, the carbon God will come a chalas. Another one holds, no. That what he want was, that he wanted all 80 to become, and that's why Taka nothing becomes, because he can't do it at the same time. He says he cannot do it in succession, it cannot happen at the same time. Mashenka, when it comes to resting four amas, there's no such thing as a backup plan. So if he says the whole tree, he meant the whole tree, and that's a problem, because only four amas of that is your residence. So anyway, Rabbi Zabaya, Mashanu. Okay, Abaya says, we go back to Rav. Rav says La Amma Klum, right? He didn't specify which four Amas underneath the tree you want. You got nothing. Says Abai. You know what I'm talking about? Rav's rule. Ella be'ilon shetacht of yubei zama. If you have 12 Amas, the tree is 12. The span of the tree is 12 Amas. So there's three segments of four Amas. The outer part of the tree, the middle part of the tree, and the closer inner part of the tree is closer to you. And therefore, we don't know which four Amas you want. And that's why you have nothing. Ava be'ilon she'ein tacht of yubei zama, tree that is no 12 amas, is only 11, so you have the outer four, the inner, the part closing before, then you have the middle four, straddles both of them. And therefore, if you don't spell it out, we're going to assume you want the middle one. So therefore, the middle one, because the middle one straddles both sides, we don't care what you meant, by the middle one, let's choose the middle one to be your shvisa, and whichever one you want, the outer one, or the one that's closer to you, it's covered by the middle one anyway, because you have an overlapping ama. Part of the house is definitely covered by what you said. Who told you to choose the middle four amas, and therefore you say it straddles all three? Maybe he meant the outer four amas or the inner, and therefore the outer, if he meant the outer one, then the inner one is not even close to it at all. Same idea, but loy shanu. Ella be'ilon shetacht of ches amas. If the tree, the span of the tree is 8 amas, so we don't know which 4 amas you want, and therefore you didn't designate a place. Ava be'ilon shetacht of zayin amas, but if the tree itself, the span is only 7 amas, so therefore whichever 4 amas it is, 1 amas for sure overlaps, so then you recognize the place you specified, and that's enough. Harimikzas beisanika, part of the house is all right. Tanya kavosi the Rav, Tanya kavosi the Shmuel. We learn like Rav that lo amar klum, you have nothing, and we learn like Shmuel that no, you definitely get the tree, but since we don't know which part of the tree, we're going to be machmir as far as where to start counting the 2,000 amas to the other end and to this end, whichever is the shorter one. Says the Gemara. Let's first go through Rav. Tanya the kavosi, we learn like Rav. Misha baba derech, he traveling on Friday, v'chashech lo, it became Shabbos. Oh, you mark it ill, and you recognize the tree of God or a fence for Amash. We saw it. I want my residence to be under that tree. You're not there right now, but you're from memory, you're saying where it is, and I want that should be my residence. Lo yamaklum. It's not valid. Avalim Amma, which is the expression of our Mishnah. Avalim Amma, Shvisasi b'makom ploini. If he says clearly, I want that my Shvisa should be in a certain place, and we'll soon explain what that is. And we're talking about a place which it's an area larger than four Ammas, but it's enclosed. And we learned before that if your Tchum ends in an enclosed place, that entire enclosed place becomes like four Ammas. And therefore, it's as if you specified four Ammas, because that whole enclosed area is your four Ammas. You can walk there. You come there. You're allowed to walk that entire enclosed area of Chutzva, and then outside of that, Alpayim, 2,000 Ammas. When are we talking about if that enclosed area is clearly defined? Let's say it's on a hill, on a mound. Let's say this hill is 10 tfachim high, so it's separate from the area around it. And it's between 4 Ammas and 2 Sa. Out in the fields. Suddenly in the middle of the fields you have an area that's deep, 10 tfachim, and from 4 Ammas till 2 Sa. Again, so that's an enclosed area, and you specify that, so therefore you're allowed to walk that entire area becomes like your 4 Ammas. But if you chose an area which is not clearly defined, then ain loy elo dalt Ammas. If you chose an area that's not clearly defined, then you only have 4 Ammas. You only have 4 Ammas in that area, and so on. And then he explained further. Hoyushnayim, there were two people. Echad makir v'echad shein makir. If the two people, one guy knows a designated place, v'echad shein makir, one guy doesn't, ze shein makir, the one who doesn't know, meisa shvisosil makir, says to the guy who knows, you choose the tree and I'm with you. V'amakir oyim shvisosim, more complaining, the makir say, my place is over there. But they're talking about if you clearly specified where those 4 Ammas are. If you say somewhere 2,000 Ammas is my residence, but you didn't specify a place, he's stuck where he is right now. Clearly, like Rav, if you don't specify exactly a place, then not only can't you go there, you can't even leave your place because you forfeited your own place. Exactly like Rav. Question on Shmuel, who says you can still walk there. Talking about that from where you are right now, and the place that you chose is 2,000 plus 4 Ammas. That was right outside of your tchum. So now you got a problem. If you are going to choose, since you didn't specify which part of the tree is within your 2,000 Ammas and part of it is outside. Since you didn't specify which part of the tree, maybe the part that you wanted was outside of your Tchum Shabbos. Is Isayim Dal Amin Motzi Ozel. So if you clearly said which part of the tree, which is, you know, within my Tchum, fine. V'iloy, but if not, Le Motzi Ozel, but if not, you cannot go at all. And then you cannot walk at all. But why? Because maybe the area that he chose was outside of the tchum. And he chose an area. That's why he can't walk out of his place at all, because you said clearly, not only I don't want this place, I chose a place which is outside of my tchum. Not the problem is I didn't designate a place like Rav said, therefore you forfeit this place. No, I clearly designated a place. But since I didn't specify which part of the tree, and part of the tree is outside of my tchum, so therefore I lost my house here because I clearly said I want it over there. But because we don't know which part of it is outside Chum in Chum, you cannot walk anywhere. Now, Tanya Kavazah Shmuel, like Shmuel as well, that you don't lose your original place, but you can walk to the tree, but we don't know which one, so we're very machmir, where you start counting 2,000 Ammas when you want to go beyond the tree. It says, Tov, Yidosh Teiruch, let's say by mistake, you thought that you can make two Erevin. You thought, you know, Friday night I'm going to walk here, so I'm making Erev on the west side, and Shabbos by day I want to walk east, so I'm going to make another Erev on the east side. He thought you could make two Erevin. He said his servants, go out there and make me native. And the servants didn't go together. One guy went to the right, one guy went to the left. So what's it then? He can only go where it overlaps. So the kids are like the follows. If you made, let's say, 1,000 Ammas, you wanted to work 3,000 Ammas on the east. So you made an area of Tchum and 1,000 Ammas to the east. And the other guy made an area of Tchum and 1,000 Ammas to the west. So now, the guy on the east, when you make 1,000 Ammas, you forfeited 1,000 Ammas on your left. So I can now only walk from my right side, I can only walk on my left 1,000 amas. Because I put a tchum on my left side 1,000 amas, I took away 1,000 amas from my right side. That means I can only walk on my right side 1,000 amas. So now on Shabbos, I can only walk 1,000 to my right and 1,000 to my left because I'm being impeded, I'm being hampered by the fact that I have two different tchum, and each one limits how much I can walk on the other side. If, let's say, I made both tchumin 2,000 amas away from my house, one on the east and one on the west, because I wanted to walk another 2,000, then each one cannot walk past my house. The one on the right, because I added 2,000, I lost my 2,000 on the left, so I cannot leave my house one step on the left. The one on my left took away my 2,000 amas from the right, so I'm stuck at home. I can't walk anywhere. That's what he's saying here. So, what is it? He's mahalich letzofen be'eruv le'dorim. That he can walk to the north as far as his south Erev allows him to. Uladarmi can walk to the south, Beiruv Latzof, as much as his Erev in the north allows him to. Yim mitzu all of his chum, if you put the chum 2,000 each end, la yozum mekayim adambu. Tehema, the lema devil good, I have a question on Av. It's clear here that even though you messed up, you have made two Erev in, you're allowed to walk at least to each Erev, or we'd be machmet, but you're not stuck in one place if you have 1,000 in, 1,000 there. So Gemara, it's not a problem, because Rav Tanu Polar. Whenever we get stuck and Rav has a brayse that says differently, we say Rav has a right to argue because he's a Tana and he can argue. Because we see in the brayse here, it says you've made two Erevin. We don't know which is the right one, the one on the right, the one on the left. We leave both Erevin in a place. So and why? Because we don't know which is the right one, the one on the right, we're Machmer. So we see clearly from here, even though you didn't really designate a place, nevertheless, you're stuck and you're bound by them. Says about it further. Says the Mishnah, Amash v'sasi b'kodef. He says that my place will be by the tree, by the trunk of the tree. Memalech, he goes b'makom ragla v'adi kore alpaimam. He can walk there 2,000 amas. U'mikore lebeis alpaimam. And then from that, from the base of the tree, he can walk another 2,000 amas to his house. Nimtza mahalech mishrachecha dal alofmam. He can walk now 4,000 amas. Amar Rava says Rava. Vuhu, the condition is the chiroyet likori mati. The condition is that he must say this not a minute before Shabbos. He must say this an hour or so before Shabbos, so that he can run, or half an hour before, so that he can run and make it in, before Shabbos. He could get, even though he doesn't have to, he has that potential to get to his new residence. If you're going to nominate another place to be your residence, you have to do it at a time before Shabbos that you can reach your other residence. But our Mishnah says v'chashecha l'ktani. It's clear our Mishnah became dark. Sounds like it's a minute before Shabbos. So he answered, I've answered, Chashecha lebeisai. He won't make it to his house. But he will make it to the residence. So what he did was, he says, okay, I want under that tree to be my residence, and he'll continue walking, and therefore I can walk another 2,000 miles to get to my house. Even though he cannot make it to his house before Shabbos, but if he would run, he would at least make it to the base of the tree. That's one version. Ikedamri, another version, Amar, Rav said, Rav, Chashecha, you know what the Mishnah means when it says that it's almost Shabbos? Ki mazgi kali kali. If he walks very, very slowly, he won't make it to the tree before Shabbos. Avol roit motiv, if he runs, he would make it. So Gemara says, Rav of Rabbi Yosef, Rav Ka'ozli, Be'urcha, once traveling together, Amle Rav Rabbi Yosef, Tehei Shivis Aseinu Tusidikla, you know what? I'm going to nominate a certain palm tree. There's two palm trees that I know. One is leaning on the other. The Sovil Achva. It's carrying the other palm tree. That's going to be our residence, so we can continue walking. That will become our residence. We'll walk from there another 2,000 amas. But I'm going to say, Tusi Dikla will make our residence under the palm tree. The Parik Magre Mekage, that allows the owner of that tree to pay all his taxes because it's so bountiful, its dates. I don't know where that tree is. Don't worry. Rely on me. Rabbi Yosi says, "Im there were two people. Echad makke ve'echad she'ena makke. One knew, one didn't. Zeh she'ena makke, the one who doesn't know, meisa shvisasi lemakke, says to the guy who does know, you know what? I'm relying on you. Wherever you go is good. Zeh shemakke oimet teheishu say the more complaining. The guy who recognizes that particular tree says that should be our residence." And so on. Now, the truth of the matter is, the Braisa has no name. Rabbi Yosi never said it. The Lohi, he never said it. The Lohi Tanda Lake Rabbi Yosi. There's no such Tanda Rabbi Yosi who said that Braisa. Rabbi made it up. He made it up, so he wanted Rabbi Yosi to follow what he had to say. So he knew that Rabbi Yosi would know that if Rabbi Yosi said it, you can follow him. So Rabbi made up a Bab Maisa so that Rabbi Yosi wouldn't ask him any questions so that they can follow it. And this Gemara here, and we had a few other Gemaras as well, that Morgan Aram learns, if you believe a halacha is right and you think that people won't listen to you, you're allowed to make up any name you want. You can say that Rabbi Yosi said it, even though it's not true, because you're convinced that that's the halacha. Okay, good Yom Tov, everybody.